JupiterLend V2 lets borrowed assets earn Solana trading fees. Jupiter, the largest DEX aggregator on Solana, launched Lend V2 on August 10, 2026, according to reporting from Crypto Potato. The upgrade changes a basic assumption of on-chain lending. Instead of borrowed capital sitting idle as a pure cost, Lend V2 routes both supplied and borrowed assets so they can earn a share of the DEX trading fees that Jupiter's infrastructure generates. That is a departure from the standard lending model. In a typical money market, depositors earn yield and borrowers pay interest, and the borrowed tokens leave the system to be used elsewhere. Lend V2 keeps borrowed positions productive inside the protocol, letting them accrue fees rather than simply draining the borrower's balance. The mechanic behind the fee routing: Jupiter processes a large share of Solana swap volume through its aggregator, and that volume produces trading fees. Lend V2 connects the lending layer to that fee flow. Supplied assets earn as usual. The change is that borrowed assets, which normally represent a one-way expense, are wired into the same fee stream. The practical effect is on the net cost of leverage. A borrower still pays interest to hold a position, but if that position also collects a slice of DEX fees, the effective borrowing rate falls. In some market conditions, the fee share could offset a meaningful portion of the interest owed. Jupiter has not published a guaranteed rate, and any earned amount depends on live trading volume, so the offset is variable rather than fixed. This is analysis of how the design works, not a promise of returns. Leverage economic shift on Solana. Solana's DeFi stack has grown around high throughput and cheap transactions, which favors active strategies like looping and leveraged yield farming. Those strategies are sensitive to borrowing costs. Shaving the net interest rate, even by a variable amount tied to fees, changes which loops stay profitable and how tightly traders can run them. It also deepens Jupiter's grip on Solana liquidity. By tying lending yields to its own aggregator volume, Jupiter creates a loop where more borrowing can mean more of its fee base is shared back to users, which in turn can attract more capital into Lend. The risk is the mirror image. If swap volume falls, the fee share thins out and the advantage narrows. Borrowers who priced a position around fat fee rebates would see their math tighten in a quiet market. SOL traded at $75.84 as of August 11, 2026, up 3.25% over the prior 7 days while the broader market softened, with Bitcoin at 63,900 and the Fear and Greed Index reading 38, or FEAR. A lending upgrade does not move a token on its own, but it adds to the case that Solana's DeFi rails keep shipping concrete infrastructure while sentiment stays cautious. Risk sits in the leverage, not the headline. The feature is attractive because it lowers a cost. That is also where the caution belongs. Cheaper leverage invites larger positions, and larger positions liquidate faster when prices move against them. A fee rebate does nothing to change liquidation thresholds. Borrowers should size positions off the collateral and liquidation price, not off an assumed fee offset that can shrink when volume dries up. Smart contract exposure is the other standing risk. Routing borrowed assets into a fee-earning path adds moving parts to the lending contract, and every added integration is added surface area. Users weighing Lend V2 should treat it as a newer mechanism that has not yet been tested across a full market cycle. For anyone who touches Solana through a card, the connection is indirect. Jupiter runs the Jupiter Global Card, and a healthier, deeper Jupiter lending and fee ecosystem strengthens the wider platform that sits behind products like it. The spending side of that stack is separate from Lend V2, but both draw on the same Solana liquidity Jupiter is working to concentrate. Readers comparing Solana-based card options should keep the lending change filed as ecosystem context rather than a card feature.